That seemingly unending water war between Georgia and Florida may be settled by the end of this year. It's now in the hands of federal officials who want to put an end to it. Water wars between states is nothing new, but this one has lasted for decades. We've had 142 water wars between states. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, California, Oregon. They just keep growing. In the ancient battle between Georgia and Florida, it's water from three Georgia rivers that form a huge lake along the state boundary where the Florida Apalachicola River begins. Not enough water is allowed to flow into Florida to sustain the Apalachicola Bay, once a major oyster-producing region, but now a dead bay. Whatever the final decision, the losing side will be devastated. Georgia's rich farmland or Florida's rich oyster farming. Time will tell, and it won't be a happy ending. And that's AgriView for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.